Seven of the nine major Democratic presidential candidates met in Iowa yesterday for their first debate of the new year. And in what's become a familiar pattern, many of the contenders focused their attacks on the frontrunner, former Vermont Governor Howard Dean. Joining us, as he does regularly, to discuss the campaign is Slate political analyst Will Salatin. Hello, Will.
Hi, Alex.
So who went after Howard Dean yesterday, and did any of the attacks, do you think, seem to really stick?
Everybody went after Howard Dean. They all have to stop him from winning the Iowa caucuses in a couple of weeks. Joe Lieberman spent the most time going after Dean. There was a really long back and forth between him and Dean about whether Dean should unseal his records as governor of Vermont, basically so that the opposition researchers for all the other candidates can go through it and find more material to kill Dean. I don't think that one's going to hurt Dean just because it's so procedural and complicated. John Kerry went after Dean for a series of gaffes that Dean has delivered over recent weeks, saying that we shouldn't prejudge Osama bin Laden's guilt for 9/11 and that Bush might have been warned about 9/11. But, you know, these are not the kind of gaffes that upset Democratic primary voters, and that's who these opponents of Dean need to speak to. So I don't think that'll hurt either. The thing that's really going to hurt Dean, certainly in the long run, if not in the short run, is a question that was raised by Michelle Norris of National Public Radio about Dean's position on tax cuts for the middle class, because he basically has no tax cuts for the middle class and wants to repeal the Bush tax cuts for the middle class. And Dean had no answer to that question. This is the umpteenth debate in which he's had no answer to it. He will get killed on it in a general election. And I think in the primary it may hurt him just because it makes him look so unelectable.
Well, one topic that he talked about during the debate was an idea that he first raised a few days ago, which is religious faith. He wants to talk about his own religious faith when campaigning in the South. Here's what he said.
You know, I have grown up in the Northeast my entire life. In the Northeast, we do not talk openly about religion. I've spent a lot of time in the South. I have a lot of friends from the South. In the South, people do integrate religion openly, easily, into their life, both black Southerners and white Southerners. I understand that if I'm going to campaign for the presidency of the United States, I have to be comfortable in the milieu that other Americans are comfortable, not just for my own region, for everywhere else.
Now, this is a guy who once talked about campaigning in the South by appealing to guys with Confederate flags on their trucks. Is this appeal, do you think, going to reach Southern voters?
I grew up in East Texas, and then I went to college in Philadelphia, and now I live in Washington, D.C. So I have sort of a foot in both worlds. And when I hear Howard Dean talk about how he's going to appeal to the South, it is just so painful to me. I mean, in the clip that we just played, you know, you can hear him saying virtually some of my best friends are Southerners. You know, he has this sort of patronizing way of talking about people from the South in that comment. He even uses the word milieu, and he pronounces it correctly, which is just horrible. You know, George W. Bush's dad, when he ran for president, had this habit of using French words when he talked about the South. And it's just horribly awkward. And I wish Dean would just talk about how we're all Americans and not talk about how, you know, Northeasterners like me need to talk to Southerners like you in a way that you can understand.
General Wesley Clark was not at this debate. He's skipping the Iowa caucuses. But there are signs that his candidacy is getting a little response.
Yeah, Clark is in really good position. He just raised $10 or $11 million in the fourth quarter of the year. He's going to have raised more money than a lot of candidates who were in the whole year. He's also moved up in the polls. He's approaching second in New Hampshire. It looks like he's going to pass John Kerry there. He's second everywhere else already in all of the states that come after New Hampshire, South Carolina, Oklahoma, Arizona. He's already in second place. He's within about 3 points of Dean in those states. It looks to me that if somebody doesn't make a big showing in Iowa, Clark comes into New Hampshire, he passes Kerry, and he becomes the Dean alternative.
Opinion and analysis from Will Salatin, who writes the Ballot Box column for Slate. Thank you, Will.
Thanks, Alex.